you get, you give away. That's the point. What you get, you give away. You work to serve somebody else. We stay humble, accountable, because we know we've not arrived. We stay in the group so Jesus can put the child on his knee and says, you want to see real greatness? It's not you who have the greatest miracle, it's this child. That's greatness. You know, quite honestly, in the kingdom of God, there are mothers who rarely leave their home because they have a child with an extreme disability and their entire life is taking care of that child. I'm absolutely confident that some of the greatest heroes of the faith are those who spent their entire life serving one person. It is not numbers. I believe in numbers, getting people saved and healed, delivered. I believe in all of that. But listen, it is faithfulness to the responsibility that is put before us. We have to stop measuring our success by Wall Street standards. It's doing what he has said to do. And every person has been invited into this kind of a co-laboring role, a partnership, where we walk with presence and with power. It's not something you can qualify for in the sense of being good enough. Because once you've done that, you've actually reduced a gift to a reward. And when you do that, your entire thinking, our entire perspective on operating in the anointing, in our thinking now, is traceable back to us. Could that be why so many people take credit for their breakthroughs? Is that why so many people actually think they had something to do with how God used them? Because behind all of it, the gift has actually become a reward. I walk in this anointing well because I fasted quite a while and I've walked in real purity. I've kept my life pure. I don't go here. I don't do that. I don't do this. I don't. And then the anointing came on me. So I've kind of earned this place of breakthrough. I believe in faithfulness. And I believe that God rewards faithfulness. But does this make sense to you? The horse is prepared for the day of battle. The victory belongs to the Lord. You do everything necessary to be victorious. But when the victory comes, you realize it wasn't you that got the victory. It was him entirely. I do everything possible to make sure I walk in accountability. I surround myself with faithful people who will speak into my life. I walk in humility. I live with risk. I pray for extraordinary things in quiet, in the secret place. When I'm in public, I take risk. That's the lifestyle I've chosen to live. And when the breakthrough comes, I know it was entirely him. It was entirely in spite of me. Somebody come to you and say, you know, you operated with such faith. That's true. And even that faith I operated in was a gift. I can't even take credit for the faith.